Well, it's kind of a, not really a complicated answer. It's, it's really, it's a long answer. There's two distinct passages that talk about him, okay? Isaiah 14, verses 13 and 14, starting verse 12, actually. How have you fallen from heaven, morning star, son of the dawn? You have been cast down to the earth, you who once laid low the nations. You said in your heart, I will ascend to the heavens. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the mount of the assembly of the utmost heights of Mount Zaphon. I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. But you are brought down to the realm of the dead, to the depths of the pit. And then Revelation 12, 7. Then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. So the great dragon was hurled down, the ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth and his angels with him. So here it's clear, especially in Revelation, it's clear that we see Satan is thrown down, falling from heaven, the angels that followed him, one third of the armies from heaven. And yeah, he was an angel. You know, his original name was Lucifer. And he was, well, he was in charge of the music in heaven. And of course, you know, what did he do as soon as he fell? He corrupted music. And we have a lot of the, well, I'm going to say a lot of the garbage that's out there, you know? So, but of course, God created music. So that's why we have Christian music on Christian radio.
What an interesting story, though. Not a story, but what an interesting account of events.
It really is,
you know,
yeah.
Even with pride. That's why a common saying in my house, and I'm pretty sure this is biblical too, where it's like, hey, listen, you know, watch yourself because pride comes before the fall.
Yeah, that's straight out of the Bible. Well, yeah, pride goes before destruction.
I'm a little Bible fact checker friend over here. I like this.
Comes right out of Proverbs, so there you go.